When you think bigger, you'll take more risks. You'll have more confidence. You'll feel more secure. You'll face adversity with your head held high. You'll believe in yourself. But we can all fall into the rut of small thinking. How do you stop small thinking? Welcome to Limitless. Welcome to Limitless. So glad you're here. I believe you are limitless, but I also know that some of the biggest limits in our lives were created by ourselves, self-imposed limits. I want to help you break through those, the fears, the doubts, the insecurities, talking yourself out of the good things. With this podcast, I want to help you have better relationships, more opportunities, better finances, anything you want in life to break through your self-imposed limits. Today, we're talking about small thinking. Small thinking holds us back. It limits us. And I think it can infiltrate all of us at different times. We can all fall into a rut of small thinking. Sometimes we go through a tough week, stressful, or maybe things don't go our way. We start thinking small. A very long time ago, right around the year 2000, I was in line for a promotion to run a distribution center warehouse. I was handpicked by the vice president of operations to interview for this position. In the interview, she said she wanted me to have it. The interview went great. Yet, they went with an outside candidate instead of me, an internal candidate. And when she met with me, she said, "You would have been great for the position." And the thing is, it was going to be a really nice raise. I really could have used the money. And she said, "You'd be great for the position, but I feel like you have something so much bigger in your future. And putting you in this role as a distribution center would have limited you. There's so much more you can accomplish with the company and in your life. And I didn't want to paint you into a corner, so to speak." Well, all I heard was I wasn't getting the promotion and I wasn't getting the raise. Yet, what this gal did for me, well, she was thinking big picture. She was seeing big, and I was thinking small. And so many times in our lives, there's a storm or something comes up, metaphorical storm. Things don't go our way and it creates small thinking. We can get into a rut where small thinking can last for days, weeks, and months. Even big thinkers. I consider myself a big picture thinker, a big thinker in my life with ideas, what I want to accomplish. But we can fall into the rut of small thinking. And in today's society, there is no shortage of small thinkers. Even in leadership, in government, in politics, in news, in social media, we are surrounded by small thinkers. And if you surround yourself with small thinkers in the workplace, with your friends, with your associates, the people you hang out with, this is going to perpetuate that small thinking. And when you're thinking small, a just get by mentality instead of a bigger picture, it literally shrinks your world. You start having doubts about your ideas, about things you felt so passionate about. It impacts your belief. It impacts your actions. It creates procrastination, stagnation, stress, maybe anxiety. It limits our capabilities when we think small. It allows doubts to fester. It hurts our connections. It hurts our confidence. But when we elevate our thinking, when we think bigger, about our lives, about our ideas, about what's possible. Even if we're in a tough spot, even if we're facing adversity, when we elevate our thinking, we face adversity with our head up, head on. We're happier. We have more fun. We take more risks. We believe in ourselves. Our confidence elevates and escalates. Our resilience gets stronger. We're more secure, not wondering what people think or caring what people think. Our charisma accelerates and elevates. I'm going to talk about charisma next episode. But small thinking leads us to a glass half empty mentality. When we think glass half empty, our world shrinks, our ideas shrink, the possibilities shrink, even though they're there. We just have to change that perception. So how do we stop small thinking? Today, I've got 7 ways to stop small thinking and shift it into big thinking. No matter what your job is, no matter what your role is, no matter what age you are, no matter where you're at in your life, I want you to think big. Thinking small is one of the biggest limits we put in our lives. We can change this literally overnight. Start to take small steps, practical application that we can put in practice and expand our thinking, elevate our thinking, and think bigger. Here we go. 7 ways to stop small thinking and think bigger. Number 1, it's been proven that when you have a spiritual connection, a spiritual belief, whatever that is, that creates resilience in your life, it leads you to bigger thoughts because you'll face resilience and adversity stronger. You'll be stronger when you face tough times. A spiritual connection, whatever that is for you, leads you to believe there's something bigger than you in life. You have a purpose in your life that you're headed for. And negative people, negative situations in your life can't impact that. In fact, when you think bigger, you know that adversity is part of reaching bigger goals in your life, that we must face adversity to get where we're supposed to go. No matter what your spiritual connection is, if you deepen it, strengthen it, it'll strengthen your resilience and keep you thinking big about your purpose and your destiny. This is one of the things that I've done with my spiritual beliefs almost every day, journaling about it. Because life can be full of minutiae, drama, manufactured stress from people, and we're surrounded by a lot of small thinkers. We have to make the time to think big and think bigger about the purpose of our lives. That's number 1. Number 2, more quiet time. When we start thinking small, our thoughts start to race. We start to have more thinking. And it's usually more doubts, more fears, more insecurities, more talking ourselves out of it. We fester. We let doubts fester. We start to second guess ourselves. We need more quiet time to let our imagination flow. Ever since we were children, we realized we had this massive imagination. Yet as soon as we get to school, we're told to shrink that imagination. Stop living in the clouds. Stop daydreaming. And as we grow into adults, our imagination time is almost zero. Our quiet time. We're surrounded by technology, devices, messages, marketing, everywhere. You have to be intentional about creating quiet time in your life. It's one of the reasons why I love to hike almost every morning. If not, just take a walk around your neighborhood. Whatever you can do to get quiet time, 10, 15 minutes. This can be meditation. This could be stretching. This could be yoga, but this could just be quiet time. Put your phone on silent. Let your spiritual source talk to you. Let the ideas flow. Let your imagination go. Take the limits off your imagination and think big. Our mind, our brain is so powerful. It loves to be trained, but we don't give it the space and time it needs. It shrinks, it atrophies, and we start thinking small, and this could stay in a rut for years. Make quiet time. Use your imagination. Just let it flow. And this will create space in your brain for that big picture thinking to come back and to stop the small thinking. Number 3 way to stop small thinking. Part A and B of number 3. A, listen to, read, or watch stories of people who are big thinkers. Success leaves clues. Success rubs off. Confidence is contagious. I love to read stories of big thinkers going after their goals. I love to listen to them on podcasts. I love to watch their videos, read the books. And then be purposeful about spending time with big thinkers. If you're surrounded by small thinkers at work, wherever you spend the most time, you have to be intentional about getting out of that space and spending time with big thinkers. This might not be in person. This could be on their podcast. This could be a group or an event. This could be virtually. This could be a book. You have to spend time around big thinkers. I love to watch YouTube videos of people who are investing, people who are doing different things with their finances, of people who think differently than a 9-to-5, growing their income, creating passive income, creating residual income. They're big thinkers. And I might not be able to do exactly what they do, but big thinking is contagious. You want to stop small thinking. Each day, read a story, listen to a story, watch a story of someone who's a big thinker, and then spend more time with big thinkers because it rubs off. Number four way to stop small thinking is get around people who see the value in you, who see the value you bring to the table, and who see bigger things for you. I mentioned this story of not getting the promotion. This person saw bigger things for me. So many times we think small, or we're not thinking big enough. Maybe we think we're thinking big, but someone else sees our potential. Throughout my life, getting around people who saw my value, saw what I could bring to the table, and saw bigger shoes for me to fill. We need those people in our lives. The old saying, if you want to soar with eagles, you can't hang out with chickens. Are you hanging out with too many chickens? Sometimes we don't have a choice. But we have to get around people who see our value. I see your value. You and I have connected for a reason here. There are bigger things in your life, I assure you. Think big, my friends. Believe it. Release these limits. Get around people who see your value, who know what you're capable of, and see bigger things for you, who hold you to a higher standard. A lot of times I struggle with this in my life. And sometimes people last a season. Many times people who saw the best in you and saw bigger things for you for years are now stuck in their own rut of small thinking, and they're dragging you down with them. Doesn't mean they're not good people. They could be friends. They could be associates. They could be family members. But make sure you're getting around people who see your value and see bigger things for you. This is so refreshing. It's so invigorating. A little dose of this goes so far into an injection of belief and big thinking. Number five way to stop small thinking is do hard things mentally and physically. Strengthen your discipline muscle. It's weird to think that something holding us back physically could hold us back in our work, that a discipline we could create mentally or physically would actually elevate our thinking in our work and our ideas and our creativity, but it does. This is how it's worked for me. When you have breakthroughs in your life, mentally or physically, especially with developing stronger discipline, it elevates your thinking. You think bigger. This could be losing weight. This could be training for that marathon or half marathon or that trail race. This could be doing something hard physically. This could be starting to lift weights. I mentioned before, I have a friend who started kickboxing, intimidated, yet did it anyway. Hard things physically and mentally, getting over that fear and intimidation, stepping into an area that she's never faced in her life. And this has developed that discipline. No coincidence that she was able to get a better job with more pay within a pretty short amount of time. My friends, what are you avoiding in your life with your health, with your physicality, your physiology? What do you want to change that you've been avoiding and you've been telling yourself a story? That's just not who I am. I'll never be thin. I'll never be able to take my shirt off at the beach. This is hogwash. It's crap. Do hard things in any area of your life and it will transcend into bigger thinking in other areas of your life. Learning, growing your skills, staying sharp, challenging your views mentally, but especially on the physical side. There is something that is holding you back. It may be difficult to see the correlation between developing a stronger discipline and something you've been avoiding in your physical life and your physical health and your physique and how that's impacting your work, your mentality, your vision, your big picture thinking for your life. But it does, it transcends and it works. And I am living proof of that. If you're in a rut, this could be the secret to developing more discipline and strengthening that mindset and stopping small thinking. All right, two more. The number six way to stop small thinking is break down your bigger goals. We want to have big goals. This is big picture thinking. Create big goals. But if we don't believe we can actually hit the big goals, they do more harm than good. We set these big goals for life and they sit out there and we never take action on them. It's like marbles in a bowl. They just roll around. Set the big goal. Get the big picture thinking flowing, but then create smaller goals around the bigger goals. So you start taking action. This elevates our thinking. Expands our mindset, expands our belief and confidence little by little. And then number seven way to stop small thinking, elevate your thinking, get bigger picture thinking going, challenge your beliefs every single day. We get into a rut with our beliefs. Some of our beliefs are good. I'm not asking you to change your beliefs or convictions, but what we tend to do, especially in the United States, is shut down with people who have a difference of opinion. Empathy is the greatest force in growth, is the greatest force in learning, it is the greatest force in relationship building. And just because you have a different opinion of me doesn't have to agree with you, but I can lean in and ask questions. I can be curious. I can have empathy. I can challenge my own beliefs. I can be open-minded. We all think we're open-minded, but in this country, with social media, with news media, with politics, we've all become very close-minded. And as soon as we hear something from the other side in any area of your life, our lives, we shut down. That is small thinking. And if right now you're shaking your head saying no, then yes, it is. If I'm touching a nerve, this is an area of small thinking in your life. You want to break through, challenge your beliefs. Lean into the other side. There's enough conflict, drama, and disagreement in the world that you can find a lot of places every day where you can lean in and ask questions. Be curious. Find out what makes people think that way. Touch people's hearts and minds. Challenge your views. Challenge your worldviews instead of affirming them. If you do this, it'll expand your mind. Again, you don't have to agree with people. We can do a simple experiment with this. If I say, I love Joe Biden, it stirs nerves. You either agree with me or you fully disagree with me. There's very little in between. And if I say, no, I love Donald Trump. By the way, I don't love either one of these. I think they're both buffoons. Did I say that out loud? I did. What do you think when I say that? Am I touching a nerve? This is your chance to lean in and ask questions. Why? This is just one small example. And if you want to challenge your views, create a blank slate and have more big picture thinking and stop the shrinking of the mind, get off social media, get away from news, because these areas have been shown. We feel worse about ourselves. We think smaller. We play the victim. It's glass half empty mentality all over social media, news media. I don't care which side you're on. Spend less time on social media. It'll be so good for your health, your thinking. It's freeing, my friends. This year, I've spent very little time on social media. The first 3 months, I spent no time. Over the last couple months, I check up some hiking groups, but I have a timer on my phone. I can't spend any more than 1 minute on social media on any platform. It's awesome. Social media is good for connecting, for finding out what's going on in people's lives, but I don't want to see politics or religion or anything that brings me down. Cut the time on social media. Cut the time watching news. I would cut these things out entirely. Develop that discipline, my friends, and you'll have bigger picture thinking. All right, let's get into application. I threw a lot at you. We all get into a rut of small thinking at times, I believe. I know I have. This was good for me to go through this and say, how many of these am I doing? Can I do more of them? Can I open my mind? Can I have big picture thinking? Can I accelerate and elevate my thinking? I want big picture thinking. I want to think big and I want to take action on that thinking. Let's get into application. Three pieces of application. Number one, your time. Are you spending time with big thinkers? Are you spending time with people who see your value and keep you thinking big? Big thinking is contagious. Be mindful and intentional about the people you spend the time with. Make the time to spend with people who see your value and who are big thinkers. Number two, what about your spiritual source? Are you tapping into that? Is it developing resilience, a discipline, that you have a purpose in your life, that you can think big? And number three, what is that hard thing, mentally or physically, especially physically, that you've been avoiding that will create a breakthrough in your life, create bigger picture thinking, and transcend into other areas of your life? My friends, I believe in you. I see your value. I want you to think big. I see bigger things for you that you'll take action on. If you take action on this application, be purposeful about stopping small thinking anytime you get in that rut. To think bigger. And if you already think big, how can you elevate that thinking? See the best in others. Encourage other people. Do these things, my friends. You will elevate your big picture thinking. You will think big and you will be limitless.